Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Tuesday, June 30th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, we'll take a look at the history of racism in the Antelope Valley and discuss why armed police are often the first people called when a homeless person is in crisis. We'll also hear what Congresswoman Karen Bass thinks of the current unrest, and we'll pay tribute to the late great TV pioneer, Carl Reiner. First up, 24-year-old Robert Fuller was laid to rest today after being found hanging from a tree in Palmdale in early June. Suspicions are high around what exactly happened, and Emily Elena Dugdale says that's partly because of the long history of racism in the Antelope Valley.
So, like you said, you know, Robert Fuller's death was, early or mid-June. So I've been talking with folks who live in the Antelope Valley, which is a desert region, about 90-minute drive from LA. And I'm finding that there's a really entrenched kind of history of racism there. There's problems with neo-Nazis and skinheads that have gone back for decades, but there's also systemic racism there stemming from the city officials there, from the LA County Housing Authority, from the Sheriff's Department. In the early 2000s, actually, Black renters receiving federal Section 8 housing assistance were calling local community activists, telling them they were being harassed by sheriff deputies, and a U.S. Department of Justice investigation concluded that the sheriff deputies were working with county and city officials to systematically discriminate against Black folks there in order to drive them out of a valley. I talked to one longtime resident, Black resident there. Her name is Toni Clark, who said, you know, they don't want Blacks here. So there's still a lot of problems, and that's really fueling the outcry over Fuller's death.
Next up, when a homeless person is in crisis, the first responders are nearly always the police rather than trained social workers. Matt Tinoco investigates why that has become the norm and why homeless advocates are pushing for change.
It's a good question, and one that becomes more urgent when you learn that 34% of all reported LAPD use of force encounters last year involved somebody who was experiencing homelessness. So that's about one in three times the department uses force. It's against an unhoused person, just like in previous years. Now, most of those are not deadly force, but with bodily force. That's something like a restraint or a tackle. And it's largely because police are often the first responders to homelessness, like if someone's in a crisis or if there are complaints about a specific person or a homeless camp. Now, in the wake of the George Floyd protests, advocates say that the use of force rate is much too high and that the police should be replaced with somebody else during nonviolent calls, especially those dealing with homeless residents. Though LA has invested in a big system for homeless services with many social workers, these are not the people who respond immediately to emergencies. Homeless service workers are not 24/7 emergency employees. The police are.
Congresswoman Karen Bass isn't exactly a household name in national politics, but her past and present efforts on police reform have landed her on the short list of potential vice presidential picks for Joe Biden. Austin Cross sat down with Congresswoman Bass earlier today.
As some people might remember, LA Congresswoman Karen Bass is the lawmaker behind the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act passed in the House last week. It would ban chokeholds, no-knock warrants, and drug cases. And perhaps most importantly, it seeks to reform qualified immunity, which would make it easier to pursue claims against police officers in civil court. Now, Congresswoman Bass is in her fifth term, but she's still getting new attention now, not just for her police reform bill, but also because she's believed to be on the short list of potential vice presidential candidates for the Joe Biden campaign. Now, she wouldn't say whether she was on that list, but she also didn't say she wasn't on that list either.
And finally today, John Horn looks back at the legacy of Carl Reiner, who died today at 98 of natural causes at his home in Beverly Hills.
My point about Carl Reiner is that good comedians can tell a funny joke, but great comedians can tell a funny story. And Carl Reiner was a master not only of the punchline, but of the skit. And his work was really dedicated and polished, but it didn't really reveal itself. So the next time you watch a really good comedian tell a story, not just a joke, think of somebody like John Mulaney on Netflix. There is so much of Carl Reiner in that comedy. Carl Reiner was an actor, he was a writer, he was a director, but he was really a mathematician. He put together jokes in this airtight way. And even though he's no longer with us, I would argue that his sense of comedy and the way that he wrote a joke will be with us for a long time.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.